Want to build meditation into your routine? Head to the App Store or Play Store now and join us daily on Abide.
Do you ever wish God shined more light onto your path? Well, this past weekend, many of the Abide team went camping just to rest in the presence of God. Well, late one afternoon, we journeyed out to an overlook to watch the sunset. We had to use flashlights and headlamps walking back to the car. They lit up the path, but only a few feet in front of where we were walking. It reminded me of our walk with God. Sometimes our path is lit brightly. Sometimes we can only see the next few steps. How much light do you see in front of you? Is it bright? Or do you only see the next step or two? Well, consider that as you walk through your day and spend time in our meditation. Our time will be guided, but I hope you will pause the app often today and allow the Holy Spirit to take you further into a place of peace and rest as you meditate and abide with Christ from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But first, join me in just a brief opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help me live in your light, your sufficient light. Sometimes bright, other times dim, but always present. And in walking with you and you with me, I become free. I become righteous. I become holy. I become forgiven. Let it be so. And I ask this now, by your authority and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom I pray. Amen. You know, it seems that way sometimes, doesn't it? God's guiding light, sometimes bright, and other times not even existent, as it seems. But that's my poor vision and not his withholding it. But either way, today I hope this time of longer deep meditation will help you see his light, discover it, soak in it, and feel its presence and warmth. So as we begin, take a few deep breaths. Just relaxing, peaceful, centering breaths. And just get comfortable and settle into wherever you are. Close your eyes today if you can, and just be aware of God. Experience his presence, his guidance, his light. Because light is what we will be seeking today. Scan your life for a moment. Is there anything keeping you from encountering God today? Do you feel lost in the dark? Can you see him, hear from him? Is anything blocking you from him? Well, take a moment right now and confess those things to him, and then thank him for his forgiveness. God is light. The Holy Spirit is our guide, and Jesus is the embodiment of what it means to walk with God. So listen carefully now to every detail as I read from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, and he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. What stood out to you from that passage? Listen to it again carefully. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Reflect here now on how God might be using this passage to touch your life today. I mentioned how that on our campout we used flashlights and headlamps in the dark. Those are really metaphors. But what are examples of tools that you use to light your path other than the light of God? Where do you turn when shrouded in darkness? Let this be a time of meditation and confession. Listen again for something familiar or affirming, or something new and clean and fresh or unusual. Listen carefully for more as I read from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we really walk in the light, that is, live each and every day in conformity with the precepts of God, as He Himself is in the light, then we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another, He with us and we with Him. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin by erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. What did you hear this time? We'll focus there even deeper now in quiet meditation. On our team retreat, I was walking with one person most of the way back in the dark. My headlamp was brighter than her flashlight, but together, walking side by side, the light was most bright. God is the only light we need, but using your sanctified imagination, see yourself walking with God through the dark. Is He in front? Or is He behind you? Or is He next to you? How do you feel as His light lights your way? Listen one final time as I read and you meditate on 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we live in the light, as God does, we share in life with each other, and the blood of His Son Jesus washes all of our sins away. As we were walking back, some of our team had gone up ahead into the dark. I lost track of them a few times, but could see one of their flashlights occasionally through the trees. Not always clearly. I couldn't always hear them, but I knew they were there. Have you felt that way with God before? Only getting an occasional glimpse of Him? Maybe not even a noise sometimes, too far away to hear, but seeing just a twinkle of His light ahead. Well, rest there in that memory, or your imagination of that moment. How does it feel? Let your response be your prayer. Towards the end of our walk, it was still dark, but we could hear cars, so we knew we were close, but it was still dark. Have you ever felt that? Hearing the world around you, but still feeling lost, like being alone in a crowded room. Pause here in meditation as you consider listening carefully for the distant voice of God, a flickering light through the trees, the brightness when He walks next to you. Pause and deeply reflect on His light guiding you. What have you felt or experienced, maybe perceived or reacted to in this time of meditation? We'll offer it now back to the Lord as a gift in quiet reflection. Seek His application of it into your life today. Join me now in a moment of closing prayer. Dear powerful and gracious Father, you know this. There are days that I have to wear sunglasses. The path you've laid out for me is so bright, so clear. But then there are the other days. The days so dark, I look down and can barely see my own feet. Days I slide my feet along in the dark, feeling for rocks and logs that I can't even see. But you, Lord God, promise that you will reveal my path. You promise that you are light. You are holy. You are perfect. And your path is true. And your message to me is truthful. In you, I have no fear of the darkness. There is no darkness at all. No sin, no wickedness, no evil. Because you have overcome those things. I'm your child. You are my God. Your Son is my Lord, my Savior. I'm in fellowship with you, so I do not walk in darkness. But please, keep reminding me of that in the words that you give me. Then I offer and pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, and my Lord. Amen. We're almost done, but before rushing off, you may be facing a day full of maybe some darkness or silence. Find extra time today, right now, to look for His light. Even just a flicker. And I hope that seeking will keep you here a bit longer. No rushing off, no timer or clock now. Just listen to the music or journal for a moment, whatever God places on your heart. But I hope you will allow the Holy Spirit to hold you in this place for several more minutes, minutes of profound peace and rest and alignment with God as you meditate, walk, and abide in Christ.
Thanks for meditating with us today. Join us on the Abide app to have full access to all our meditations, ad-free,